It is Sunday Best. It's Neil Atkinson with San Shetty, with Jake Nolan and with Ali McGovern to go through bits and pieces of Saturday and look ahead to Sunday's football. There is no Monday football this week by virtue of the fact that the international break. The FIFA calendar is very clear. It starts on Monday. They take no messing about on the FIFA calendar. I am a man who spent a lot of time with FIFA calendars. I can tell you exactly what they're up to next season. But to be crystal clear, FIFA are of the view that their time starts tomorrow, which means ours ends as of tonight. Manchester United against Fulham, the last game on English soil at 4:30 later on today. But we will start off with the big news from yesterday and Jake Nolan, Antonio Conte and Tottenham. This is a man who is, I think, begging to be sacked, begging to be relieved of his responsibilities. He will not be Tottenham manager at the start of next season anyway. His contract is up and I refuse to believe he'd sign a new one, let alone they'd offer him one. But I think he fancies an early dart. I've heard talk. He's got tickets for the National. What have you heard, Jake?
Well, there must be something up with that Southampton press suite, mustn't there? Because there seems to be something in the air. Because first we had Nathan Jones's catastrophic meltdown, basically, come and sack me. And now Conte has followed suit, hasn't he? But got to be honest with you, Neil, I thought it was absolutely amazing. I mean, this is what I'm in football for, to be honest with you, moments like this. And I've watched it on various different angles from various different outlets. I'm still going to watch it another 4 or 5 times today for sure. But serious football talk. I actually thought he was a little bit unlucky in the game, but he's obviously just completely blew a casket with these players and that football club. And yeah, I mean, the quicker he's back at somebody like Inter Milan, I think probably the better for all parties.
He's Sanj, there's a real yearning from him, I think, not to be there. I think that's been there for a while. I think it is worth, as I am always this guy, the piece of context is to say he's had a pretty rough 3 months or so between illness and a close personal friend passing away in a semi-public sphere. But he just appears to evoke the air of a man who would rather be doing anything than doing Tottenham Hotspur.